Let's pray. May the words I speak, may the thoughts we think, may whatever comes from them be pleasing and acceptable to you, O Lord. Amen. Please be seated. When I first became a vicar, the rectory I lived in was next door to a church that had been described once as the finest medieval church in Yorkshire. That is, until the previous rector, some 150 or so years previously, had decided to knock down the chancel. He got in trouble with the bishop, but the damage was done and he was allowed to continue his rebuilding project, which I have to say was not particularly flattering from an aesthetic point of view. Though he did achieve his purpose. As the local gentry, his family were all buried in the far end of the chancel, the holiest spot in the church. And now in his rebuilt chancel, they were outside. He'd fallen out with them. He wasn't allowed to move them, so he moved the church above them instead. He'd also been someone who had, when the churchyard was full, simply bought the field next door and extended it, which meant I also inherited the largest churchyard in Yorkshire. And there was no way we could manage it. So instead of mowers and strimmers and whatever, which would have cost thousands every year, we borrowed some sheep from a local farmer for a few months, and he would fence off different parts of the churchyard, and the sheep would graze and manage the grass for us. It all worked out very well. And a few times a week, I would see the farmer through my study window carrying a sack of feed down to the sheep, checking they had water in their trough and that they had all the nutrients they could possibly need. And the sheep trusted this farmer. Whenever he appeared, they would gather from the four corners of the churchyard and go straight to him and receive their feed. Well, it was shortly after this that I had a very large funeral. It was literally lords and ladies in the congregation. They were very smartly turned out. Nothing like you lot. I didn't say that, did I? But they were very smartly turned out. And at the end of the service, I led the coffin and its bearers out of the church and followed by the lords and ladies through the churchyard. And as we went through, the coffin bearers carrying this big wooden box on their shoulders, the sheep obviously understood and followed on behind. Today's reading from John's Gospel is part of a larger section in which Jesus used the sustained metaphor of the good shepherd and the sheep to speak about his relationship with his followers. He speaks of the hired hand who runs away at the first sign of trouble. The hired hand is not invested in the sheep. But this Jesus is the good shepherd. He has a commitment, a relationship with his flock. And because of that, is willing to go the extra mile, even to sacrifice himself for the safety of the flock. That's probably true in many, if not all, shepherding contexts. But much more so in Jesus' day in the context of the Middle East, where shepherds would lead their flocks through a wilderness that carries more than its fair share of challenges and dangers. And where the relationship of trust between the flock and the shepherd was essential. Earlier in the chapter, Jesus already explained that the sheep would not follow a stranger whose voice they did not know. Now he goes on to explain that there are other sheep in different folds who have also responded to his voice and follow him. This is has always been interpreted as meaning that Jesus' great gift is not just for his own people, the Jews, but for all, for us as well, and for anyone who would receive it. Those who are part of his flock, wherever they're from, whatever their background, whatever pen they may be in, will know Jesus for who he is, and he will recognize them too. In the same way that Jesus and the Father know each other. Jesus is making it clear that his leadership is legitimate But he has the authority of his Father and is acting in it. He's also spelling out that his leadership is going to be costly. He's prepared to go the extra mile, even to lay down his life so that his sheep can be safe. In many churches today, it's not only Good Shepherd Sunday, taking its name from the reading, but also Vocations Sunday. It's when the church remembers those who are discerning God's call in their lives to some specific ministry to God's people in God's name. Traditionally, this was seen only in terms of ordained ministry. People like me that wear the plastic collar. I'll lend one to you if you like, honestly. But as the church has grown in its understanding of the ministry of all baptized people, we pray more broadly for vocations to all kinds of ministry, lay and ordained, in differing ways, in different roles. Ministry means service. It might be within the confines of a church building or church activities. It might be out there, but in the name of the one who is our Good Shepherd. What all forms of ministry have in common is that we look to Jesus as our model for leadership. And that model for leadership often, of course, involves leading from the front, being the shepherd who goes ahead, showing the flock that the way ahead is safe. But it also applies to those who watch out for those who are straying off to the sides, those who might be going astray, those at the back who are struggling to keep up and need encouragement and support. It can mean many things to keep the flock moving forward. For the flock is always on the move. And even today, in a context far different from the Middle East, in a world that's changed considerably, here we are. And we too are called to be like Jesus. Not only to be the sheep who follow him, but also to play our role as good shepherds, caring for all God's people, taking seriously our responsibility to serve and sometimes to lead. Like Jesus, we might find that calling costly. It will, thankfully, probably not cost us our lives, though there are parts in the world where it may do so. But there will be other sacrifices in answering God's call, in answering our vocation, doing God's will rather than our own, maybe facing up to our fears rather than running away from them. So that our prayer today be for each one of us, for those sitting around you, for all in this building and all elsewhere, that we may each in our own way discern God's call in our own vocation and have the strength and wisdom to follow our Good Shepherd. Amen.